Leute, was geht? Willkommen zu einer neuen Folge auf dem DNX Podcast. Was ihr jetzt gleich hört, ist ein Instagram Live, das wir bei uns auf den Instagram Kanälen gestreamt haben. Folgt uns auf Instagram unter unseren alten Namen Markus Meurer 95 und Felicia Hagarten. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit der Folge.
Hi.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm here. I was just looking like, okay, where is the request button, you know?
yeah. But there it is. There you are, cool. Finally. How are you, brother?
I'm super good. And you? Oh, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thank you for having the time and thank you for sharing your wisdom with my audience, because they are so curious, they are so interested about human design. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Like, really, I know how human design is just amazing. And let me try to how did you put your phone on something?
It's a device which you can buy for this.
Let's see if I put it like this.
It's called GorillaPod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm just gonna hold it.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh, take your time. Maybe you find a book or something you can lean it against.
Yeah, or maybe if I do like this.
Just stick your thumb.
Yeah, look, perfect. I'm in my little office in the house, so yeah, it's perfect.
Amazing. So, brother, tell me, where are you? How are you doing in these special times?
I'm doing pretty good. For sure, it is a definitely interesting time. There's a lot of things to say, especially like in a design perspective. You know, when we have a look on the human design, on the mandala wheel, which actually I can show you, and that will be quite amazing to just show you how it works.
Yeah. So most of the audience is German and some are not so good in English, but as you cannot speak German.
No, yeah.
I will do my best maybe to translate the most important parts or when we come to questions from the audience. I will just try to translate.
So go on. Yeah. I'm in California at the moment and I'm doing pretty good, you know, like I'm actually very excited and I really enjoy to just observe what is going on today in the world, like all, you know, with this virus. And it's not only about the virus, but it's mostly about the collective consciousness and to observe like how humanity is really waking up and how, you know, humanity start to feel, oh, there's something here. You know, there's something that we have been doing for so long and it doesn't work. You know, it's broken. That's something like there's something wrong the way we live. And because everyone's staying quarantine and everyone is kind of stuck at the house, they start to really realize, hey, I don't want to go back to normal. That wasn't normal.
The mess.
Yeah, totally. And in a design perspective, it's very interesting. So let me show you. Can I turn the yes?
Yeah.
So this is the software that I'm using, you know, that's the human design. And that's the just now chart, which is the right here, right now. That's what everyone is experiencing. But what is interesting to have a look is the mandala. When we have a look on the mandala, we can see it's like a beautiful mandala wheel. And we have those 64 hexagram. The 64 hexagram are a direct correlation with the genetics, the 64 condon in the DNA. And this is the program. This is basically the energy that we are experiencing gate after gate after gates after gates. So you can see you have all those gates and the program is moving us gate after gate after gate after gate. So the program is basically deeply, deeply, deeply influencing us, moving us. And when the coronavirus started, it was gate 36. And the gate 36 is all about crisis. That's the gate of crisis. So when the coronavirus started, it was just crisis all around the world, right? And it stayed for 5-6 days. And then it went into gate 25. The gate 25 is the return to innocence. What people learn, they learn to just stay home and return to innocence. And then we had the gate 17, which is opinion. So after like 10 days, 2 weeks of coronavirus, everyone started to share their own opinions.
Ben, is it always 5-6 days per?
It's actually 6 lines. Because as you can see, we have the hexagram and then we have the structure of the hexagram, which is 6 lines. Mm-hmm. So it always goes for 6 lines, which can be 5 days and a half, 6 days.
Okay.
You know, because the transit, the planets, the universe moving. So it goes between, you know, 5 days and a half, 6 days, but it's 6 lines. So the energy is going through the 6 lines for each gate. And then we move to the next gate. And that's what, like, right now, today, it's gate 3. The gate 3 is ordering, difficulty at the beginning. And last week, it was gate 42, which was growth, growing. People are growing from this experience. You can see, you know, that we had opinions. It was chaos, a return to innocence, then the opinion, then the desire to control the resources. So everyone freaked out about, but oh my God, we're not working anymore. How can we control our resources? How can we do this? Whatever, you know? And then it was gate 51, shock, the shock. It was a big shock. Everyone was shocked to return to innocence and a shock to growth. We went into gate 42, growth. And now we are gate 3, difficulty at the beginning. So now it is a time for us to see where we went to engage our energy so we can move to gate 27, which is nourishment, nourishing ourselves. So when we have a look, you know, on the whole program, on a design aspect, it is incredible because human design is deeply, deeply, deeply the truth. It is an absolute truth of the Maya, the illusions that we are living in, you know, these beautiful programs that we are living in. And the design is moving us, you know, it is moving us, deeply moving us into a direction. And right now, the whole program, it is simply asking us to reevaluate our principle. How do we want to commit? How do we want to engage energy? Where do we want to focus our energy? You know, the program is asking us to wake up to what we truly are, which is consciousness. We are pure consciousness, you know, pure love. And the program is like, hey, the killer monkey, this is bullshit. This doesn't exist anymore. This is over. You know, the time you win, I lose, you win. Oh, I need to be better than you. This competition, all this insecurity, separation. You know, separation. Yeah, all those things. This is all over. And it's not like it was bad. It served its purpose. But it's not here anymore. The program is moving us to something new, to something different. And we have no choice. We are deeply passive and receptive. We are deeply, deeply passive and receptive being. And we are here to be receptive in a way that we just don't know what is coming. And that's what it means to be a spiritual person. It means you don't know. It means you're deeply, deeply receptive for what is coming. You don't know. It's not about being in control anymore. It's not about, you know, having money on your bank account and having a millions and having, you know, a retirement plan and worry about your survival and worry about the future and worry about, no, this is all over. That was the mind. And the mind is going away. You know, it's not going to be here anymore in 2027. 2027, it's in 6.5 years. So the whole mandala wheel going to move. We're going to have the precession of the equinox. You're going to move backward, you know, reverse. And we're moving away from this incarnation cross that have been moving, running the program in a background frequency, who was the cross of the planning, you know, so all these bargains that are here, you do this for me, I do this for you, all those institutions, all those, I am the elite community and we are the elite and we control the rest of the people and you guys do this and we provide this for you, you know, you guys work and we provide this and all these things was only possible because we had on a background frequency, we had a program that was running the show. And this is going away. And we have a new program. What people need to understand is what is, you know, 400 years in a cosmic time. It may be 2 days in a human life, right? So for the last 400 years, even for the last 2000 years, the propaganda from the manifestor who have been telling everyone, you want something in your life? Go get it. Go get it. Go be a manifestor. Go manifest. Go do this. Go do things. You know, this is bullshit. It's over. It doesn't exist anymore. This is the manifestor propaganda. We are, for most of us, generator, projector, manifesting generator, which is a generator, you know, and our strategy is to wait. We are deeply passive and receptive. And people, when they hear this, they hear like, oh, I'm weak because I'm passive or I'm receptive. No, we're not. We are deeply powerful at the moment we are able to let go of the control and to allow life to come to us. And that's what every spiritual teacher I've been telling. Let life coming to you and just respond to life. And that's the beauty of being a generator, the beauty of being a projector, to wait for an invitation, to wait to be recognized, to wait to be seen, or for a generator, to wait to respond. Wait, it's coming to you. You have nothing to do. It's coming. It is coming. Yeah. I mean, how amazing it is knowing that you don't need to chase things. You don't need it. And someone just says, so what should the manifestor do? Well, chill the fuck out, dude. This is not your time anymore. You really need to relax and to be peaceful with yourself. It's not the manifestor time anymore. No one gonna buy this shit anymore. Manifestor are gonna be really stupid here. They're gonna try to tell you, hey, go initiate, go manifest, go, go, go. No, this is over. Peace for manifestor. Peace.
Is it the case that there are less and less manifestors now born into this world?
Yes, there are only 7%. Only 7% of the population. And we have 70% of generator, 21% of projector. We are the world. We are the world. You know?
But it doesn't say like no one below, no one above. It doesn't say that the manifestors don't have any purpose now in this world, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The manifestors serve the purpose. That's what they did. For the last 2000 years, that's the only way we have been able to have the societies that we have today. It's because it was ruled by the manifestor rules, who was go get it, go build it. For the last 400 years, since 1615, so 400 years ago, we had the incarnation cross of planning. So this background frequency, who is all about bargains, institution, developing new skills, focusing on details and new skills. Look at the society today. It's all about research, new skills, building new stuff, all about institution. You do this for me, I do this for you. I do that for you. It's all this bargain. That's how the society is built because of the program. For the last 60, 70 years, it was a line one frequency, which is all about insecurity. For the last 70, 60 years, we have made way more lawyers than the whole history of the human being because we are deeply insecure. We have been building walls to separate ourselves. We have been creating boundaries and racism and separation. And that's the line one frequency. That's it. There's no one to blame here. It is what it is. The program is moving us and the program is going away. This is going away. And what is coming, it's something that is way more individual in a way of consciousness. What is coming is a deep awakening of consciousness and a deep awakening of my true nature. Who am I for myself? Am I correct for myself? Maybe you want me to do this, but it's not correct. Sorry, I don't want to do this. I don't have time for this. it's not going to be anymore Bush or Trump telling you, hey, you need to go make war in Iraq because I don't like those people. You're going to look at him and you're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I don't want to do this shit. Go fuck yourself. Go do it yourself. I don't want this.
So it's also about getting into your power again. Into your.
It is 100% about going into your own power. No one, no one, absolutely no one on earth can tell you what to do, when to do it, where to go, with who to do it. Even myself, everything that I'm sharing right now, don't believe me. You guys don't believe me. You will be a fool. You know, go out and experience by yourself. Go out and see your truth. Inner truth. Everyone is going in Thailand, in Bali, in India, listening Zwamzi, Zwamarbu Mi. And by the way, Zwamzi, it's an American who is born as a tailor or something and just changed his name, right? To tell you the inner truth. No, this is over. The time of gurus and coaches, and this is all going away. No one today can tell you what to do. You have an inner authority that is built within you. That's why the human design system is here. It's a system. It shows you how you can be correct for yourself, how you can take correct decision for yourself, how you can align yourself with what is correct. It's a music. Think about
it's
music.
An mm-hmm.
It's an art. I'm playing music, you know? And when we play music, well, we tune our instrument. But right now, we have 70% of the population who are manifesting generator or generator, and they are full of frustration. You know, the frustration, this deep frustration. That is the not-self team for all the generator and manifesting generator. You know, they have this deep frustration. The reason why is because they keep initiating. They don't wait to respond with their strategy. They initiate.
I can still remember our talk at Zen Beach in Kopangan, and I was getting into the human design system, and you're like a very professional and experienced human design reader. And you were telling me, you just have to respond, Marcos. You don't have to initiate anymore. You don't have to go in this masculine energy, in this hassle mode. And it was in the beginning a little bit hard for me to grasp, just like, okay, I just sit down here at the tree at the beach and just wait what happens and then respond to my sacred chakra, which you were explaining to me. So maybe before we go into the different types, maybe you can explain a little bit where this whole system, human design, is coming from and how you got involved into this art.
Yeah, for sure. Because we started, like, I was straight into a lot of things, but So let's start at the beginning. Very good question. The human design came into the world in 1987, so 33 years ago. It's not something new. It's not something that just, you know, came like 3-4 years ago. And it's a big, big revelation. So many revelation came into the world, and they have been so deeply ignored by humanity, because humanity don't want to let go. They don't want to let go what we have today because of fear. You know, they don't want to let go. And that's really Morpheus telling Neo, you know, in Matrix, what you need to understand, Neo, is like a lot of people are not ready to be unplugged. They are so dependent of the system. They will fight to protect the system.
Because it also makes them uncomfortable to step out of the comfort zone, more or less, right?
It's fear. One of the first things that the human design told us is that in 1781, more than 300 years ago, the structure of our universe shifted. We are not anymore seven chakra in the body. We are not seven chakra in the body. Since more than 300 years ago, the structure of the universe, the structure of the DNA, the human's DNA, shifted into a nine center being. We are deeply passive and receptive. We are not anymore the strategic, logic, fearful mind. we are not. But it is still here and it is going away slowly. Again, as I said at the beginning, what is 400 years in a cosmic clock? It may be 2 days in a human life. Right? So it just takes time. But since 1781, we shifted from Homo sapiens to Homo sapiens in transitus. In transitus. So we are in transition. We are in transition from the seventh center, who was all about survival, strategic, logical, worry about fears and mental process. And we moved into this ninth center. So today we have nine chakra. When you guys pull your chart, you know, in human design, you go on internet, you can get a free chart in internet. You will see that nine centers in the body graph, nine. And being a nine center today, it means we are deeply passive and receptive. We are not here to worry about survival. We are not here just to worry about how I'm going to be able to survive or how. That's a mind stuff. So we have been equipped to navigate, to simply relax in this body. That's what human design is, to learn how to be a passenger consciousness. Ben, who is talking right now, he's only the passenger. And I have no idea what is coming out of my mouth until I'm able to hear it. I don't know. You're asking a question and I just let the passenger speaking. But the passenger is not the driver. I'm not in control here. And that's the suffering of humanity. Humanity wants to be in control because they are so afraid about what's going to come. Oh my God, if I'm not in control, but I don't know what's coming. I don't know. I need to be in control. But that's not life. Yeah, go for it.
So it's more like we are like the passengers of a vehicle which navigates us through life, but we are not in the driver's seat.
Yes. The driver is your soul. The driver is the soul. The soul knows exactly. The soul knows the plan. The soul, she knows. She knows what to do, where to go, when to do it. And we just passenger. You know, when you take an Uber, you know, when you take Uber, you put the address in the Uber, right? You put it. So you know where you're going to go, right? So what do? You just sit on the backseat driver and you just relax. You let the driver driving and taking you where you want it to go, right? You're not telling him every 2 seconds, hey, you should turn right. Hey, no, you should turn left. Oh, you should go here. You don't do that. You let the driver driving. Well, that's the same. You took place in this body, in this physical body, a biomachine. It's a biomachine. And this biomachine knows exactly where to go. The only things to do here is to relax. And the only reason why we have so much disease, illness, it's because people are full of stress. And because they are full of stress, they have tension in the body, so they don't let the energy.
And they resist. No? They want to change something which is already unfolding and a total beauty when you just relax. But you want to change things which, like, we're in the making for millions of years, with 7 billion people on the world, and you try to control your outer environment.
Crazy. I mean, get the joke. Right? This is hilarious. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you? You know, wait, chill, relax. It's something that is very funny as well. And, you know, human design goes against so many things. And
before you go on, Ben, people are asking, what are the two missing chakras? Because I think very many people are coming with the seven chakras and hearing now for the first time about this new concept.
So it's not about two missing chakras. It's a completely new system. It's a mutation. What people need to understand, it's not like 7 plus 2. It's a mutation. It's a new system that have been built. A new system. And it's not we just added 2. You know, it's completely a new system. So we have 9 new chakra. And this is muting again in 2027. We're going to have a new mutation. And all the new babies who are going to arrive on Earth, there will be a rave baby. But that's for another time. It's going to be a completely new species, completely different species. And I'm telling you, we are not equipped for this. It's going to be chaos, massive chaos. Really, I don't want to freak people out. But if you're not ready, if you don't get your shit together, if you don't do the work, which is in 7 years, which is like 10 minutes.
What do you mean by do the work?
Deconditioning your mind to be the one who is making decision for you. Mm-hmm. Being able to recognize I'm not my mind. I mean, I used to trust my mind. It make my life miserable. Oh, oh wow. Miserable, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally. Because you're always looking in the external world, what is not correct, what is not right, what you want to fix. So you're totally focused on problems. Yep. You want to solve problems.
Yep.
And guess what? At the moment, you don't have any problems. You create problems.
Yes.
So you love solving these problems.
Yes. I mean, listen to the joke. You know, I have a joke when people say, okay, but tell me more. I'm like, okay, let me tell you a joke. Most of you who are here, you know, listening to us, you are either generator or manifesting generator, which is the same. Very different, but in terms of aura, we have the same aura. In terms of strategy.
Aura means energy field, right?
Yes, or aura around you. This is what defines the mechanic. That's what defines our vehicle. So our aura is deeply, deeply open and enveloping. It's a profound, open and enveloping aura. That's why we attract everything to us. It's like a giant cosmic hug. You know, it's like this big giant cosmic hug. It's like, remember in Copenhagen 2 years ago, you were sitting here and I was sitting maybe, you know, 10, 15 meters and I was looking at you. I was feeling your aura. I was like, oh, I like this person. I want to go talk to him. Yeah.
I remember so clearly this day.
And I came to you, you know, I came and I was like, hey, you look so beautiful. Remember what I say?
Yeah. I was really blessed.
So what did I do? Well, I was sitting and I waited. I wait and I saw someone, I saw you, and I responded. So I responded to something. I was like, wow, I like this person. Wow, I responded to it. So I had energy to engage. You know, my sacral was like, I went to you and I just say, hey, I want to talk to you. You know, I like your energy, you know, and you responded. And then we both responded and boom, things unfolded and it was just beautiful. So this is how it works. This is really, really how it works. Now get the joke. The joke is the mind going to be like, my mind was like, but you don't know this person. Maybe he's going to reject you. Oh, but what are you going to say? Oh, but no, let's go talk to this person. Let's go see this one over there. Let's go talk to this girl. Let's go do this, you know? The mind doesn't know. The mind has no clue. The joke here is a generator or manifesting generator. When he wakes up in the morning, the mind is like, hey, let's divorce. Let's quit the girlfriend. Let's sell the house and let's grab all the money, go to Las Vegas, and we're going to put all the money on the number 7 red, you know? That's the mind. And you try to do your life. You try to listen your intuition. You try to let your driver driving, but the mind is so loud. So the second day you wake up, you're still feeling stuck in your life. You still don't like your life. You're still, you know, full of frustration and the mind going to be, hey, let's solve everything and go to Las Vegas. You know, the third day, the fourth day. And one day, you know, you really divorce. And you sell your house, you sell your car, you go to Las Vegas, you put all your money on the number 7, red, you hit the wheel turn, it turn, and boom, number 53, black. And the mind gonna be, oh, damn it. Okay, let's try this now. It's not like, you know, it's not like your mind gonna apologize. Your mind will always try to find something else to do. Always. Oh. And that's what I mean by get your shit together, which is understand that the mind has no clue.
Yeah. So if I would have to the choice to believe my mind, my rational mind, or mm-hmm. to make just a lottery or let a wheel spin to mm-hmm. take my next decision, I would more trust this random wheel than believing my yeah. mind.
Yeah, totally. And that's why human design came. So human design came in 1987, 33 years ago. This person, this incredible messenger, he was a very good messenger. You know, he was a 5-1, you 5-1. 5-1 people are heretic people, general, incredible messenger. You know, they have a message to share in the world, you know. And Ra was a manifester. His name was Ra, and he was a manifester. And he said, my time is over. I'm here as a manifester 5-1 because I can manifest things. I can put this knowledge out into the world. But that's why I'm here, to put the knowledge out into the world. And the experience he had the first week of January in 1987 on the island of Ibiza. You know, he was living as a hermit in Ibiza, in this rune, a very old rune. And during 8 days and 8 nights, the voice came to him. The voice came. And the voice talked to him and taught him the whole human design system, the global cycle, the gray course, the incarnation cross, things, everything. The voice gave him everything. For 8 days and 8 nights. And that's how
listen, people, that's only 23 years ago, right?
33 years ago, 1887. Yeah, 33 years ago.
Yeah. So this is what really attracts me to the system. So it's very, like, very hands-on and very, yeah. like, very precise because it was channeled just yes. like, yes. 30 years ago.
Totally. And Ra said, by lack of a better word, he called it the voice, but he said, because I don't have another word to how to call this experience, but he said it was a voice. But if you deeply listen some very private audio from him, he's talking about an extraterrestrial consciousness that really came to him, you know, giving him this knowledge to help humanity to understand the programs that we are living in and how we can actually be correct for ourselves. It was a warning. The voice came to prevent humanity. Hey, in a couple of years, this is what is happening. In 2027, you guys gonna mutate into a new species. You better be ready, because that's gonna be a hell of a nightmare if you guys are not ready for this.
This is what many people are asking now in the comments. What is exactly happening in 2027 as you were seeding the catastrophic event?
Yeah, I don't want to say it's a catastrophic event, but I can see it as a crisis. Definitely. It's definitely a crisis. And yes, someone just say the rave. Yeah, it's the rave. The rave babies are coming. So 1781, we had the shift in the DNA. We became 9 center. And 2027, we're going to become complete 9 center. Right now, we are in transition. We are 9 center. But the emotional solar plexus is still a motor. So people who do are emotional, people who do have the emotional center defined as a solar plexus, this motor is right now an emotional motor. The center is an emotional motor. So they are riding a wave. They are trying to get some clarity, you know, throw the wave and then going up and down and chaos and joy and pain and that's what is happening for those people. And in 2027, this motor will become an awareness center. It's not going to be a motor anymore. It's not going to be up and down anymore. It's not going to be an emotional chaos anymore. It's going to be a pure spirit consciousness. It's going to be a pure emotional clarity consciousness. That's the mutation. That's what is happening in 2027. So we're going to have all those babies coming with a pure awareness. They're just going to be, are you out of your mind? I don't want to do this shit. Right now, we are harming one another. we are hurting people. We pretend to be the what?
Is it possible that already now the newborn babies are already more connected?
They are more connected, but they are still emotional with the wave. Mm-hmm. The rave baby will arrive in 2027. So we're going to have all these new species just arriving on Earth with a pure spirit consciousness, and they will harming one another, you know, in being hurtful to one another. They won't understand the concept of this is you, this is me, and I need to win. But this is not going to exist anymore. That's why it's going to be chaos. Because no one here is kind of equipped to understand this pure unity consciousness, you know? And obviously, in terms of the background frequency, while we're moving out from the incarnation cross of planning and we're going into the incarnation cross of the sleeping phoenix. And the sleeping phoenix, it's all about me. It's sorry, I'm busy. I'm taking care of myself. Sorry, I'm busy. I don't have time anymore to buy your bullshit that I need a credit, I need a mortgage, I need a house, I need two fancy cars, I need a safe job, I need a retirement plan, I need an insurance, I need an insurance in case I die, I need an insurance on my house, I need an insurance on blah, blah, blah. We're not going to buy those shit anymore. It's just going over. It's going away. And you can tell a lot of people today are going into digital nomad. They don't want to be attached to one place. They don't want to work a 9-to-5. And there's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5. I'm very happy when I go to the post office, someone is working here, you know? But this just not going to be here anymore. So I think the most important...
What do you think could happen then in 2027 or in the next coming years when these newborns are growing up? So why will there be a clash in the system?
Honestly, we don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen.
But it's just what is for sure, like two totally different navigation systems will crash against each other. And if you're not in the right consciousness, if you're not willing to adapt, if you're not willing to just relax and enjoy the ride in your vehicle, and you're still in this masculine force and want to do things and create things and achieve things and be in the hustle mode, you will have a hard time.
Oh, wow. You're going to have a hard time. Yeah. But I don't think we're still going to have this. You know, we are 7 years away. And see how fast it is coming. The virus, see what it is asking us to chill, to stay home, to look inside.
To do the inner work.
So I'm pretty sure this is going to be, you know, escalating to 2027.
And it will, with an ascension of our collective consciousness, which is already happening now, right?
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, I wish. It is what is coming. It is what is coming. There's no need to wish for changement.
It's already written in the book.
It is coming. Yes. It's here. It's coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of like mix. You know, we're talking of different things on human design, but that's pretty... Yeah. If people want to understand what is the human design, this is it. You know, it is a system that put together esoteric and exoteric knowledge. It is a system that is based on quantum physics, the science of the neutrinos. And it is a reading of our blueprint, the genetic blueprint. And in the human design, we can see how we are deeply, deeply individual being and how we are different. And how we can navigate, how we can be correct for ourselves, how we can become our own authority. That's why we have an inner authority. I'm a pure generator, sacral authority. I have no idea what is correct for me until someone come and ask me. So I can respond and I can hear my own sound and I know that's correct for me. And no one else can tell me what to do. They may be right. I have so many people who are telling me, Ben, you should do that, you should do this. Maybe. But it's a no for me. So I'm not going to do it. And this is where we're going 2027. The incarnation cross of the sleeping phoenix is really going to be about me, individual survival. Sorry, I'm busy. I'm taking care of myself. I don't have time for this anymore. We're going to wake up one day. It won't be food anymore in the supermarket. The only reason why this is possible, it's because of the cross that we are living in right now. That is making the bargain possible. The bargain. But it's going away. That this is going away. It's not going to be anymore, you do this, I do that for you. It's not going to be anymore institution telling you what to do. It's not going to be anymore, you wake up and you go to work and we give you a paycheck and you can go to the supermarket because people behind the supermarket made a trade and a bargain and bring the food so you can buy the food. This not going to be here anymore. It's going away.
What else is coming? Where do you
We don't know. And that's the beauty of being a ninth center, which is passive and receptive, deeply receptive. That's the Aquarian age, spiritual, receptive, feminine. We don't know. It's receptive. You don't know what's coming until it comes to you. You don't know as a generator. You're manifesting generator, right?
Yeah.
So generator, manifesting generator. You don't know what's correct for you until it comes and you can respond and you can hear your own sacral response. And then because you're emotional, you need time to have a clarity and then you know what's correct, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But unless it comes to you, you have no idea. How can you know what is correct if you initiate with your mind? Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to try that. Oh, let's do this. Let's start this business. Oh, I should go here.
every time I tried to take business decision with my rational mind, it was a big mess. Nothing worked. And every time it was like a response to something which was coming into our life and we were just writing it or just let it unfold, was a big success. All the DNX stuff we started, it all came from outside and people asking us to do something. And we said, okay, feels good. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
And
same like on Instagram. I was not active on Instagram since like 4 weeks ago. I was once in a while just posting a little bit. And then it came, like the fear came, the virus came. And I don't know, it's hard to describe in words, but there was a calling. Like you have to be there for your audience. You have to be a space holder. You have a lot of knowledge, which can, although many people can benefit from. So why not give it a try? Yeah, I give it a try. I do Insta Lives and whatever. People love it. So I'm so happy that it's working.
Yeah, totally. As I say, don't believe me. You know, I say to people, don't believe me. Go find out by yourself. And I know how difficult it is. You know, it's not like your mind going to give up initiating. Your mind doesn't want to let go. You know? And when you tell a generator or a manifester or generator, you tell him, wait to respond. The only things that they hear is stop. Stop. It's not about stop. It's about being more mindful on how you engage your energy. You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ben, can we take some questions from the audience? And
yeah, for
everybody,
sure.
Everybody just got a taste now how well knowledge you are in this topic, human design. And
I think
I already recommended you in my story whenever someone was asking for a reading, and I'm also in touch with someone who did a reading with you, and she's so in bliss and she's so grateful. So I would just invite everybody who's interested in this topic, just if it's okay for you, reach out to you
sure,
if you can go from there and work together, and maybe people can get a reading from you, because
I
still remember our reading for Yara and me from you, and it changed really, really our life. So thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you, my pleasure. Yeah. And see, that's also something that I truly recognize. And for those of you who read the book, The Celestine Prophecy, it's an amazing book. Very, very amazing. Those revelations inside in the book are just incredible. And that's where we're going. The bargain is going away, but it's going to be replaced by something that is way more, I recognize your skill, you recognize my skill, and we help each other. That's going to be an energetic bargain. That's going to be by pouring my energy into you, by nourishing you with my love and my source energy, I allow you to flourish and, you know, to expand. And because you expand, you pour back into me your energy so we can expand each other. You know, we can grow each other. We can nourish each other. When you have a look on nature, do you know that all the trees, the roots, they are in touch all together and the trees nourish each other? Did you know that? When a tree is sick in nature, all the trees around with the roots are pouring energy to help the tree to heal.
Amazing.
When you have all the flowers all together, they are pouring energy, nourishing each other. This is why the whole, you know, the whole Darwin evolution with, you know, insecurity, with like this competition of always wanting more. I mean, we have tons of billionaires and millionaires who have, it's insane the money that they have. No one on earth need a million a month. No one, no one. Let's be clear, no one. But where we're going, it's a big collective consciousness that's going to be like, hey, let's do it together. Let's succeed together. Let's help each other. And let's see how it works if finally we decide to be more open to one another instead of, you know, oh, I need to get it first because maybe my neighbor going to get it first and I don't want, and maybe, I mean, the toilet paper. Get the joke.
In France, it was wine and condoms, I think. And in Germany, it was the toilet paper.
I mean, get the joke.
Hilarious.
People were fighting for toilet paper or condom. I mean, this is ridiculous. So this is going away. You know, this lack. It's a lack energy. It's a big lack energy. And it's going away. And it's really going to replace by, you know, I recognize what you do. And I tell people, hey, you can do this with him. And that's how we're going to be able to navigate now. Yeah, amazing. More and more.
I'm sure that gives a lot of people a lot of hope here in this chat. So maybe we can take some questions.
Yeah, go for it. Question. I think I have, I'm going to charge my phone because I don't want the phone to die. But yeah,
just
go.
Just 10 minutes. Go. Just 10 minutes, okay, and so then we will be cut off from Instagram anyway. Just
okay, so okay, so I still have enough battery.
Yeah, you're sure?
Yeah, so let's go. I saw someone who actually asked a question. I don't remember who it was, but it was a woman. And she said, what about the splenic projector? It's a very good question and something that I really want to tell to people, especially the projector. What you guys to understand, projector, it is first how different you are from the rest of the population. You are so different and you are here to be guide. Projector, you are at the top of the civilization, the top of the society today. But unfortunately, no one sees this and no one have yet recognized your gift. But you guys are here to be guide and we really gonna need you. We're going to be desperate for guidance and we're going to need the guidance of for the projector to help us to move forward into this mess. That's why the time of the manifesto is over, because it's not about, hey, we need to do this. No, it is time from guidance. Projector have this beautiful ability to penetrate your aura and to recognize people. They can penetrate deeply people's aura and recognize who they are. So they are able to see people. And because they can see people, they can guide us. And when a projector waits for an invitation to be invited to be a guide, that's when they get the success. That's when they can be correct for themselves. So a splenic projector is someone who is deeply, deeply in the now, able to recognize the invitation that is coming and how he can be a guide. Very important to projector to understand this. You guys are so beautiful and we need you, and I really invite you to do your reading. Projector, we need you, and it is very important for you to understand this system, to master this system, so you're going to be able to guide generator, because we're going to have all those generator lost as fuck. And it's already the case. They don't know what to do with their energy. They have so much energy. They don't know what to do. And they're just getting frustration and frustration and frustration. And by guiding the generators on how they can engage their energy correctly, they will find satisfaction, and we will reduce this huge frustration on Earth, you know, this huge disgusting vibration. So very important. I invite you, projector, you just text me, you know, on Instagram, come get your reading, learn how you can be correct as a projector. And then you just find 2-3 generators around you that you can help and you can guide them. And don't worry, they will take care of you. I promise, they will take care of you. Yeah.
Wow. So what about the manifesting generators, people are asking? And one thing before, I heard that projectors are very hard to grasp is when you're in a relationship with a projector.
They are always
mirroring and projecting, right?
They can be, definitely, you know, the it's so many things to say about relationships.
Yeah. And
you
this is like a reading, no? People get a feeling for how a reading can look like. So deep into this.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should do like a 2 days of human design, you know?
Yeah. People are asking for if you can come to the DNX already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was supposed to come in 2018. Remember, then fortunately, like things with the visa in America, because it was just complicated at this time with my visa and everything. I wasn't able to leave America. But for maybe the next, that would be amazing. In Denver, Colorado, a few months ago. It was around like 100 people. It was a one-day big workshop on
Amazing. Also, maybe we can do something online or so.
We could.
Yeah, we're in touch anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have to respond. So maybe
that's it. Yeah.
Bring it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and
sure.
What about the manifesting generators? There's someone asking.
Yeah, I can see. I can see. I'm fucking lost. Yeah, this manifesting generator. I don't know what to do. I hear you. I hear you, my darling. I really feel you. I hear you. I'm a pure generator. And I was lost as fuck. So I haven't really introduced myself, but just to say, you know, I'm an ex special forces. So I spent almost 5 years into the military as a commando, special forces, you know, doing all those alpha male stuff, you know, ego, and I was lost as fuck. I was really lost. I was like, what am I doing with my life? And when I left the military, I was, oh my God, what to do? And that's when I discovered human design. And it was very life-changing for me. The mind tries to figure out what to do. The mind tries to figure out what to do. And let me say, there's no life purpose here. There's no purpose. Let's be clear. There's nothing to prove, nothing to achieve, nothing to succeed, nothing to chase. You're already here. And the beauty of being here is by observing your life purpose unfolding in front of you. And when you are correct for yourself, when you live correctly as yourself, when you fully love yourself, when you surrender as a passenger, you surrender to life, you get the chance to connect the dot. You get the chance to observe your life unfolding, your purpose unfolding in front of you. Everything starts to connect. Everything just makes sense. And then you can fully surrender. So there's nothing to chase. And Sabrina, she said, I had tears on my eyes for the projector. I feel you. I deeply feel you. I've been doing this for 8 years. You know, I killed myself 2 times. Telling you how badly I wanted to leave this planet, how badly I was like, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I feel you guys. Really, I know the path. surrender, relax, and then you will be able to see things are coming to you. So generator or manifesting generator, way to respond, it's coming. And when you respond, the big difference is that the manifesting generator have the ability to straight initiate when they respond. When you respond and it's a yes, energy is correct, you have this ability to go and engage your energy and to skip step, to be more efficient, to go straight to the result, you know, and to make things faster. That's the manifesting generator. But you're not a manifester, so don't try to go out and initiating things, because you're only going to get anger and frustration. And what you are looking for is the peace and the satisfaction. And for everyone, wait, surrender. It's coming. Surrender. It's coming to you. And then you get the chance to see your purpose, to see what is correct for you. I had no idea that one day I will do this, human design. It was out of my mind. When I left the military for the 2 years after, I was only working on myself. I was like, just leave me alone. I don't give a fuck about you. I want to do things for me. I was studying human design for me. It was out of question to teach one day. It was, no, it was for me. When I started breath work, I was like, this is for me. Why I should do it for people? No, that's for me. I had no idea what to do. I was trying to be a personal trainer. I was trying then to teach entrepreneur to people. It was fine, but it was a lot of frustration. And when I started to relax and to actually let go and to observe, well, people came and asked me, Ben, can you teach human design? Ben, can you share breathwork with me? Ben, can you teach me breathwork? And I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
can you come to the DNX and teach human design?
Yeah. That's it, you know. Yeah, you know. And that's how I saw what to do with my life. I got the chance to understand, oh, well, I'm going to do this. Yeah, it sounds good to me. It brings me satisfaction. I feel recognized. I feel effortless. Effortless. Okay,
yeah. And we only have 30 seconds left. I'm sorry.
Okay. But yes, so I hope it was really helpful for people to understand all of this.
Oh, yeah. And how can they reach to you? I will share your Instagram.
Yeah, just Instagram. They text me on Instagram.
Amazing. Thank you, brother, awesome. So much for your
knowledge. Yeah, thank you, brother. That was really good.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much from my heart and sending you all the love and light and all the blessings to you. And
let's do it again. You know, whenever you want. I enjoy. It's fun. I love talking about human design. So,
Mwah, love you, brother.
Love you. Sleep well. Good night. And say hi to Felicia.
Yes, yo. Was für eine epische Folge. Danke fürs Zuhören. Und wenn dir die Folge gefallen hat, dann teile sie auch gerne mit deinen Freunden und gib uns eine Bewertung auf iTunes. Wir beide, Yara Joy und ich, teilen unser Leben regelmäßig auf Instagram in den Stories, machen auch immer wieder Insta-Lives und folg uns da auf jeden Fall. Das Profil von Yara Joy findest du unter Felicia Hagarten und mein Profil findest du unter Sonic Blue. Und last but not least, komm in die kostenlose DNX-Facebook-Gruppe. Die findest du auf Facebook unter DNX-Community mit über 20.000 Mitgliedern. Wir beide sind am Start und helfen, wo wir können. That's it. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Peace and out.